Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Bonjour, everybody.
Oh, we're going back to the old accents, are we? Or speaking another language during the catch-up?
Yeah, I don't know. I just need to mix it up. I'm sick of saying, hi, how you going?
Tu parles un peu?
Tu parles un peu, un petit bien.
You can't speak French. Don't try it if you can't.
Parlez-vous français?
I did advanced French for my year 12 exams. Did you know that?
No, I did advanced Japanese. Not advanced, actually, just Japanese. Japanese for beginners.
Well, I could have done normal French, but I did advanced because I was fluent.
So say something.
I just did. Tu parles un peu.
What does that mean?
You speak a little? As in, do you speak a little bit of French?
I mean, that's what everyone knows how to say that in a different language.
Yeah.
Parlez-vous français? Parlez-vous anglais? Do
yes.
you speak French? Do you speak English? See, I did advanced French too.
Very good, Ellie. I got 50% for my exam mark, so let's just say I probably wasn't as fluent as I thought I was.
I didn't, but I did really well in French kissing.
Safe to say that is true, which we do on the show this morning.
Kiss?
Yeah, well, you're going to have to listen to the catch-up to find out whether that's true or not.
I do not know what you're referring to, but
wow.
Hey, if it's a hook for you as the listener, then I'll let you have it, Jay.
Make sure you listen to the very end to find out whether that's true or not.
We talk a lot of crap today, really.
We did.
Just looking at what we talked about. We talked about the weather for a bit.
Yeah,
we talked
good.
About stealing from your partner.
Yep.
We had a joke off. We talked about fluking it. We talked about quirky weddings. Bit of everything, really.
Bit of everything for everybody that's listening. Thanks for downloading. We love you and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
That was such a lovely way to end the podcast intro.
Yes, I'm very hungry, so I'm going to leave now.
Say it. Tell them you love them in French.
Je t'aime.
Good. I was going to say that too.
Je t'aime, Ellie.
Okay. Ciao. How do you say goodbye?
Good one.
All right. Advanced French, my ass.
Au revoir.
Are we ready?
The catch-up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
13, 12, 16. Did you do something a little bit quirky at your wedding? Or have you been to a wedding where something's a little bit quirky?
So you're talking like themed weddings or there was something that happened during the wedding that was a bit different, a bit off maybe?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Just something, maybe even something cute that's, you know, unique to you and the couple. Because that's has happened for a couple named David and Christine.
Morning, David.
Morning, Christine. Why are you fobbing off Christine?
Because I know David.
Oh, right. Is he a mate of yours?
Yeah, he's a best friend of mine.
Yeah, that's crazy. This happened down in Melbourne over the weekend. And the reason that it's made headlines is because David and Christine went and got wedding photos at a location that you don't usually get wedding photos. You know, usually you go to the beach or you go to the country and get some beautiful sunsets in the forest and stuff. Not David and Christine. They went to EB Games.
What do you mean? Yeah, what did they do at EB Games?
They got their wedding photos taken.
Inside?
Inside, in front of the PlayStation rack, it looks like. And I'm looking at the photo now.
Can I have a look at the photo?
Of course you can.
It
beautiful.
Looks like,
that is romance.
Exactly what I expected. EB Games forever have sales galore just hanging down from the roof. I'm like, how long can you be doing a clearance sale for? I swear there's a new clearance sale every day. There's one at Marketplace here.
Yeah,
there's a new sale every single day.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
So why did they choose it? Did they meet over Fortnite or something? Like, what made them want to get photos in front of
EB? That would almost be cuter if they did, if they met online and had their little headsets on and like, I'm going to kill your player. I don't know how it works. Is that how it works?
A bit of halftime entertainment.
Yeah. No, they first met at this particular EB Games. They met 9 years ago. And so they thought, hey, we're going to document our wedding day by going back to the place where it all began, which I think is adorable.
It is cute and it is something that you would do. However, I'd prefer that little sunset in the forest that you mentioned before than a photo in EB Games. Come on, guys. It's your wedding.
No, I'm happy for it. I went to a wedding once where the two people getting married had first met a night when they'd been playing beer pong together and the beer they'd been drinking was Emu Export, which over in WA, it's like the VB. It's like the tacky, cheap beer.
Isn't Emu Export a bit fruity?
Nah, there's not much taste to it.
Ah, right.
Bush Chooks, they call it.
Never had one.
Delish in my eyes, but I'm not a beer snob. I'll drink any beer. Anyway, so at their wedding, sure enough, they had cans of Emu Export, which is the most bogan beer you can drink in WA. And me in true bogan form took it to the next level, woke up with a can of Emu Export in my handbag.
Oh, did you really?
Still completely full.
Stealing from a wedding. Very very classy. Was it like was it like a classy wedding with Emu Export?
Yeah, yeah.
Mate, so that's cool.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I want to talk about this morning, those quirky little very you touches that you've put on your wedding.
Well, you saw that couple. I think it made headlines end of last year. They got married in KFC.
Yes, great.
I think they met there or they work there together. KFC down the track agreed to let them have their wedding at KFC. That is so awesome.
Adorable. Popcorn chicken for everybody. Well, I without a doubt, am having cheeseburgers at my wedding.
Oh, how good would that be? At the end of the night, cheeseburgers for everybody.
Yeah, lock it in.
Your wedding, if you want to get proposed to with a flash mob, I can only imagine how horrifically cringeworthy your wedding's going to be.
It's going to be great. It's going to be so good. I can't wait. 13, 12, 16, quirky touches to your wedding. Did you have one? Give us a call now. Kylie from Puckapunyal, you've given us a call. Did you have a quirky wedding?
Yes. So obviously hubby's in the army and he would build model tanks. So I conned him into making a couple of tanks for my sister.
You're cute.
We chromed them up and then they were our centrepiece on our wedding table and a little topper on our wedding cake.
Awesome. Well done, Kylie. Love it. Well done.
I thought you were going to say you like came down the aisle in a big army tank or something.
Cool, but no.
Oh, that'd be, or you like drove away from the ceremony. You know, have got little cans trailing from the car with just married, except you're in a tank.
Yeah, that'd be cool, but no.
Or you started a war at your wedding and you got into the tank and too far.
No, that's gonna be far.
So, what did you do with all the little tanks afterwards? Did you hang on to them?
Yeah, we've still got them.
Yeah.
They're in a display cabinet along with his other tanks that he's made.
Yeah. I love it. See, that's so cool. I reckon none of your guests will be able to say that they've ever been to a wedding quite like it before. That's what I love about, you know, quirky weddings.
Yeah.
Hey, Kylie, can your partner make a Josiah and Ellie tank by any chance?
Maybe.
If we're on our best behaviour.
Yeah. If you stop talking about starting wars, that'd be great.
Hey, have a great day in Puckapunyal today.
Are we ready?
The catch-up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Educational program, the Josiah and Ellie Show, and that's why I'm going to give you a bunch of facts about your human body that I want you guys to take to the water cooler and tell your friends at work today. If you have a water cooler, that is.
Wow, you're being really aggressive with them. Like, do this today at work, people.
Okay, do me a favor, Ellie. Take a deep breath now. Go on. Perfect. Thank you very much for that. Humans shed about 600,000 particles of skin every hour. You just breathed in some of me. That's why I made you breathe in then. We've been in the studio for just over an hour now. That's at least 600,000 little Josiahs in your mouth now.
Oh, God.
I said it before the song. A human baby, this is interesting, has 60 more bones than you do when you're an adult. So I'm guessing a lot of them form into one. That's how that one works.
Yeah, that's why they're also like jelly. Like you can flop a baby around and nothing happens, you can, right?
What? You know, hang on. No one flop any babies around because that is illegal and you'll end up in jail. Be careful when you hold a baby, hold its head and hold it tight. Actually, how about when you held Boss Benny's baby the other day?
Oh, God. I held it like a football.
Oh, I've never seen someone as uncomfortable holding something in their life as Ellie. Oh, dear.
Because I don't know. They've got 60 extra bones. I don't know which of them I'm going to break.
You remember the other day you told the story about how you started dribbling in your sleep?
Yeah. Big drooler these days.
As this, an average person, so you're not average, you're more than this stat. An average person produces 25,000 quarts, whatever that is, of saliva in a lifetime, which is enough to fill two swimming pools.
Two
swimming pools.
That makes me feel sick.
Well, you could probably fill three with your mouth.
Yeah, call me Susie O'Neill.
What?
Blast from the past.
Swimming in your own saliva. Go, Susie, go. Go for gold. Hey, can you blink for me?
Am I going to inhale some of your skin by doing
so? If you're listening right now, blink at home or blink in your cars. Keep your eyes open, though. Go on.
182 times.
You did? You just blinked?
Yeah.
You've got tiny mites living in your eyelashes.
What do you mean? No, I don't.
Apparently, we all do. What is the strongest muscle in the human body? This is fascinating stuff this morning.
Your tongue.
It is not your tongue, which is what most people commonly think and what you're taught. It's actually your jaw. Makes a bit of sense.
I don't know. I've broken my jaw before. I've never broken my tongue.
Maybe your jaw isn't as strong then. Although that's the bones, not the muscle.
Yeah, actually true. That's good point. Probably got nothing to do with it. My tongue's pretty strong.
I like this one, Ellie.
Okay.
Because it relates to me more. Who would you say is the smartest out of the two of us?
Me.
Most people would agree you've got 3 degrees to your name. I've got 1 diploma, no degrees.
Yep.
However, who's hairier out of the two of us?
You.
Definitely me, unless you've been waxing.
I bought
an
IPL thing last night, do it at home, so I'm fine.
Having excessive body hair has scientifically been linked to a higher intellect.
as if Einstein was smooth as a baby's bottom.
Unfortunately, it was Albert Josiah. That was his real name. And here's
why not Josiah Einstein?
It could be Josiah Einstein as well, but I'm not smart enough to think of that one. Are you happy with your nose?
No, I've got really big nostrils.
Do you have a look? Oh, wow. You do
see
too.
My mum's. They're huge.
What do you do in your recreational time?
Breathe?
Oh, that would explain why. Yeah. Ears and nose, they never stop growing. Yeah. So those nostrils, baby, yeah, they're getting bigger and bigger.
By the time I'm 80, I'm going to be able to like envelop your head, your hairy little head in my big old
nostril.
Can you
show me your fingers? Point them out towards me. Yeah, they're about the same size as your nostril. Makes sense.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I did a bit of online shopping last night.
Look at you go.
I know. I was supposed to go to bed. I was in bed at 7:30 and then I didn't go to actually sleep until after 10 because I was too busy online shopping.
Never bought anything online in my life. I'm too scared. I want to try it on.
Yeah, I know. So do I. But you know, the reason I did it is because my boyfriend over the weekend said to me, "You're not very girly. Like, you know, like I buy crappy makeup products and, you know, stuff from the supermarket to do my skincare and all of that. I just never really been into that stuff." Yeah,
but that's who you are.
I know.
You're a hot bogan tomboy. Like you're just one of the boys.
I know. But last night I was like, do you know what, Ellie? It's time. You're an adult now. You're heading towards 30. You got to start taking care of your skin and taking care of your whatever, your
face
and
stuff.
So you're
going to become more feminine now?
But then I realized being a girl is so expensive.
Of course it is.
I went on some beauty online shopping website last night and bought all this like cleanser. Cleanser cost me bloody $50. I bought some overnight hair care stuff, $60.
Just go to Chemist Warehouse, man.
Well, that's what I've been doing for the last 27 years.
Keep doing it.
But like my skin's getting bad, my hair's getting gross.
If you're doing this for Gav, just because he said something, make him pay for it.
Well, I did screenshot the invoice.
Perfect.
When I finally got my bag, which came to like $180 or something. I screenshotted it and sent it. I said, "I'm going to be pretty for you now." And he goes, "Whoa, whoa, whoa. I never said you weren't pretty. Like, this is not on me." But ladies, being a girl is expensive.
So are you going to start like crying at the drop of a hat now and stuff when I make jokes? Are you going to be real sensitive? Like what happens now? Are you going to be real girlified?
Nah, I'm just going to be super hot with really great skin.
This is going to make the show harder.
Just you wait. When I want the first day that I use that $50 cleanser and that $60 hair care product, I want to come in and I want you to comment on it.
I won't be able to hold myself back.
Okay.
Let me just say that. I won't be able to control myself.
You'd better not. So, yeah, thoughts going out to you this morning, ladies.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
So I want to lay out a scene for you. And 13, 12, 16, if you've got an opinion on this or you want to get involved, your partner, Mia, she leaves her wallet in front of you. You are about to go to the shops to buy some milk, some bread, some eggs for you guys to have for breakfast.
She makes a great bacon and eggs.
Does
yeah.
she?
Yeah,
okay,
she
cool,
does.
Cool,
side,
cool.
Side note.
You don't have any money on you. You see her wallet lying there. Do you or do you not take the $20 that's in her wallet without her knowing?
110% I do.
No second thoughts?
Not for something as small as that. 100% I would do it.
$50?
Nah, 50's a different story. If you're talking about picking up some bacon and eggs for brekkie, that's fine. She wouldn't even care. She wouldn't even blink an eyelid. She wouldn't. She probably wouldn't even know. She's
what
like,
about you wanted to buy a scratchy for yourself?
Different. No, I'd tell you to do the same thing. I'd let her know afterwards, but yep. I would let her know. But if we're talking about something like I'm going out to buy myself a shirt
yep.
and I take 50 out of her wallet, different story. Would not do it.
Right. Okay. Well, you are in the 20% of young Aussies who admit to taking money from their partner's wallet without asking. Do you know what? 20% is a lot lower than I thought because I'm the same. I would take 20 from Gav's wallet.
Oh, petty cash is fine.
Yeah.
It's when you're talking the big stuff. If you're doing dishonest, you know, behind their back kind of stuff that they would notice, that's when it's wrong.
Well, on the whole, only 10% of people do.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? What an honest society we live in. That makes me so happy with humanity.
You would do this to Gav for sure, but I feel like you do it for the bigger things. Didn't he he pay for something recently?
No.
And you just let him? And you because after you did a bunch of whinging? Remember that a few weeks ago?
He bought me flowers after I whinged that I didn't get any on Valentine's
That's
Day.
That's true. That's not That's stealing
different.
Though, isn't it?
Yeah. No.
That's stealing
think
cards.
I don't think he's paid anything for me. Oh, he bought me a ticket to the soccer on the weekend.
Oh, that's nice of him.
That was so nice.
That's not stealing, though,
it's
is it?
It's not stealing, no. But yeah, 100%, I'd take $20 from him. I'd tell him. I'd be like, "Hey, just so you know, I took $20 earlier today. Hope you didn't need it."
Have you ever stolen off your parents?
Yes. Every time. I used to have to pay for parking at uni. Every single day, I'd have to go into their room, grab a couple of coins from their coin jar.
every day. Over the years, because you studied for a long time, that would have added up to be hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Okay, sometimes I had my own money, but the parking meters didn't have card at this point in time because I went to uni in like the bloody 80s. You couldn't pay with cards. You had to pay with coins.
Well, go get your own coins. I don't think I've ever stolen from my parents. Oh, you know what? Whenever I wanted hot chips as a kid, Dad would always have some coins in his drawer at the front door. You don't tell him about $2, $3 that you need for chips,
no.
Do you? You just take it.
Or $8.
Or $20. It just keeps getting higher and higher.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie. Two people. One challenge. Only one will stand victorious. It's Josiah versus Ellie.
Yeah, it is the joke-off. Round four of Josiah and Ellie versus Ellie. First round, eating some pods, fitting them all in your mouth. You won that. Second round, getting honks on Wyndham Street. I won that. Third round, ping pong. I won that too.
Rigged as well. Benny, the boss, has joined us in the studio. You set us a new challenge today, Ben.
Let's set up quickly again for anyone that has just joined us. Have you still got that audio, Ellie, that I sent you this morning? Everyone listening, this was a piece of magic, and I say the word magic very loosely.
Great
from
joke.
Yesterday's show.
Do you want to hear a Noah joke?
Sure.
Noah, I kissed her.
I don't get it.
Noah, as in know her, like Noah.
Oh,
know her,
God.
Noah.
So bad. Absolute magic. Here's today's challenge. It's a joke-off between you two. Here's the rules, though. The first one to laugh is the loser. So even if you make yourself laugh, that counts. And I'm looking at you, Miss Cheney.
Can I do the same joke again? Because I reckon that Noah joke's quite good.
I'll guarantee you I won't laugh at it.
Noah, I kissed her. Oh, we're not starting. We haven't started.
Okay.
You're welcome, GV.
Who kicks it off, Benny?
Roll the dice, or should we...
Yeah, flip a coin.
Flip a coin. I have got a coin on me.
Can I flip it?
Of course you can flip it. That's a weird...
Flip it. Flip it real good.
Okay, this is going to take too long. You just go first, Josiah.
Yeah,
I'm going to give you...
First.
Oh, you give me the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm
going to get serious.
Joke off.
Oh, God, I'm feeling very giggly. Just
don't you dare. Remember, you laugh.
Okay.
Regardless, you're out.
Okay.
The other day, I drowned a hipster. Threw him in the mainstream.
No.
Oh, close though.
No.
She made a noise.
She
does that count?
That's a weird noise.
Does it have to be a laugh out loud joke?
No, we need a proper laugh here.
Okay.
All right, Ellie.
Oh, deep breath.
Today at the bank, an old lady asked me to check her balance, so I pushed her over.
Oh, this is bad.
You know my sense of humour, but you didn't quite get me.
Okay.
You're on the right page though.
Okay.
I'll give you that one.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Okay, Ellie. Why was the little strawberry crying? Poor little strawberry.
Why?
Poor little strawberry was crying so much.
Because he was very sad?
No, that's good though. You're ruining my joke.
Got Ben.
You're not allowed to talk.
Got Ben.
That's just crap. Like, that's just... Sorry.
Oh, Benny's lost.
Ben's loving it. I feel like I've won in
dad
many
jokes.
Lives.
It's a dad world.
But why was the little strawberry crying?
Why?
Because poor mum was in a jam.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a smile.
No, you got a twitch.
Ellie, come on.
Over to you.
My dog used to chase people on a bike a lot. It got so bad that I finally just had to take his bike away.
Still processing the joke. Oh, sorry, not funny.
The dog's on a bike, I get it.
Yeah. Okay. Now, out of all seriousness though, Ellie, I saw a bear the other day.
Yeah.
Arr, arr.
Yeah.
The bear had no teeth. It was a gummy bear.
That is so bad. That's not, you're not even getting
dad jokes that. Rejoice.
Why is Peter Pan always flying?
I've no idea, Ellie.
He never lands.
What's the difference between roast pea? Oh, I started the joke wrong. I think I lose based on that. So that's funny, Ellie. Noah. What's the difference?
You just laugh.
Please laugh.
At my own joke.
That's
at my own
the rules. You can't laugh.
Ellie laughed at her own joke before
she
as well.
She didn't laugh
I've got
at
to make
adjudicator.
No, hang on a sec. Ellie laughed before. If we're going back on that, Ellie laughed before.
We've got the videos up right now.
We can go back.
We can check the videos.
You're allowed to laugh at your own joke, guys.
Let's hear the pea
okay,
joke.
Okay, try one more joke.
One more joke.
What's the difference between roast beef and pea soup? Anyone can roast beef, but no one can pea soup.
I don't know if it was worth the wait.
Oh, damn.
I could have given that to you. I think if I was being generous, I could have given that to you. What about the other day my wife asked me to pass her lipstick, but I accidentally passed her a glue stick. That's really hectic. She still isn't talking to me.
Why not?
Because her lips are... You guys suck. You need to be...
lips are glued together.
That's Alan emailing, tell us to get off the air.
Man, this segment could go forever. We're really not that funny.
that was a little chuckle.
It was an incredulous, like, oh God.
But
it's
see
still
what
going.
I'm saying? She's laughing at her own joke. We have to make someone else laugh.
Here we go. One more joke each. Have you guys got one more?
Okay, I've got to find my best one.
I'm going to have to Google it.
Oh, yes, okay.
This is like you're on the stage, last joke of the night. It's Josiah.
Here we go.
Oh, it's my turn.
Oh, it's your turn. Oh, sorry.
Here we go, Ellie. You ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a fat computer? Think carefully.
Oh, God. This is going to be rude because I can think of the answer.
It's not rude.
Oh.
Adele.
I was going to say that same thing.
Whoa, the fact you thought of it, is it quite funny, though?
No. Yeah. What about this one?
This is so bad.
What, Josiah? This is good radio.
All right, I'm laughing already.
Hey, Josiah.
Ellie.
What did the pirate say when he turned 80 years old?
What did he say?
I'm 80.
I'm 80. Still processing.
No, you need just get quicker.
This is terrible. What knocks on your window at night?
What?
A turd on stilts.
What?
Benny laughed. It's not meant to make sense. It's just meant to make you laugh.
Okay. Do you know what? I think we're going to have to call this a stalemate.
No, how about we film this whole segment. Yeah. We put it up on the socials. Okay. We let the listeners decide this morning because there's a lot of, that was painful. Some was good. I like the third thing.
I like the I'm 80. I thought that was such good gear.
I reckon we should have quit at the Noah joke yesterday.
All right. Hit GV on Instagram. Check out our joke off again if you want to, I don't know, waste a couple of minutes of your life.
We prove that we're great at telling terrible jokes.
Yep.
And we're even better at not laughing at the other person's joke.
Yeah.
So full marks at acting this morning.
Yeah, good work. Well, usually I'm acting every morning when I am laughing at your jokes. So really? Oh, yeah. There we go. That's one. That's a winner.
I almost laughed.
Are we ready?
The catch up with Josiah and Ellie.
Ellie, how's this? There's a guy from New Zealand. What's up, bro? He's 36 years old and he's got the Australian record for flukiest wins. And I shouldn't say fluke because he's actually done his research and he's turned a $20 bet into $210,000. How good is that?
Yeah.
So what he's done is he's bet on tab on the halftime scores of 8 different European soccer matches. Every single one of them landed. And at the end of the 8-leg multi, he took home 210 grand.
The thing is with that is I feel like he really would have done his research for that. You know, like you have to know a lot about soccer.
You do.
To do it.
But at the same time, to accurately pick the scores at halftime is a very niche thing.
Yeah.
So the fact they pulled off, and he was saying they were very nervous because there was a lot of almost goals, heaps that didn't go in, saves from the keeper. Like, you're relying on a lot of factors to work in your favour to pick the scores for 8 different games.
Can I ask, were all of the games nil all? Because that's generally how things go in soccer.
No, not all of them were. There was a couple, though. Across 2 screens, requiring both to be nil or draws. There you go. It says that right
there
here.
There you go. It's because it's always the way in that stupid
What a win.
Game.
He beat the old record, which was a man who turned a $50 multi into $203,000 across 13 legs. So he smashed that record, 20 grand. You'll take that. His odds were 10,500 to 1.
Jeez, that is some good luck.
If you don't mind, he plans on paying some bills because they desperately needed the money, apparently. Well, why are you spending money on the tab then? And they might go to Bangkok or Japan to celebrate.
Oh, nice.
Oh, and in true Kiwi fashion, he plans on eating a lot of KFC.
Is that a Kiwi thing to do?
It is now.
Okay. All right. Cool. Well, I'm going to one-up you because I've got 2 stories that relate directly to me.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
My ex-boyfriend put a $35 multi on, 20 legs, won 18 grand. Not
wow.
bad.
Why are you not with him anymore?
I know. Well, I mean, heaps of reasons. Where do I start? Yeah. The 18 grand was not enough to make me stay with him. And secondly, a friend of mine from home in Perth, his mum put $12 on the first 4 at the Melbourne Cup 1 year. Picked them all because she's Irish, picked the Irish bred horses. They came in. She won $484,000. Is that not unbelievable?
That
is a house. It's a nice house.
The fact she didn't do research into the race as well, she just picked them based off being Irish as well.
Yep.
That is life-changing money.
That's
a house.
Luck of the Irish. Exactly.
It's a beautiful house in Kyala Lakes.
I know, right?
13, 12, 16, the biggest and flukiest wins. Well, you want to hear them this morning. My friend Chad on the weekend chucked in $20 into the pokey. Bing, 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 bing. Pulled out $1,600.
Well, Why do these people get all the luck? It's not fair.
Yeah. Well, maybe we need to start hitting up Nugget Ned on the pokes.
Start gambling more. Hey, by the way, gamble responsibly, Golden Valley.
Yeah, gamble responsibly and throw it all on diamonds, am I right?
13, 12, 16. If you had a fluky win, we want to hear about it. Rach from Echuca, you've given us a call. Did you have a big win?
Yeah, in the Melbourne Cup last year. I only won like $50 in the office sweep, but we all had to put in like $2 each or whatever. And there was just like a couple left over. I was like the last person to pick out the horses' names, and there was like three left and everyone else had just got like one. And I was like, oh, I'll just take all three, whatever. And they ended up being like first, second, and then last as well, because last got a prize in our sweep. So
I
was the most money out of everybody.
How good's that?
Are you one of those people as well who knows nothing about horses?
Nothing. Yeah. I have no idea. Like, I just care about the pretty names and that's about it. I don't follow it whatsoever.
I went to the races with my old work. And there was one of the girls, a little bit luckier than you are, Ellie, in the team, and she betted on the horses based on their names, which a lot of people do. No idea.
Yep.
She won more than the punters themselves.
Exactly. Best way to do
it's
it.
The way to go. Or even the colours of the jockeys. Like what colours you like. That's always a good way.
Oh, he looks pretty in pink. Let's put 100 on him.
All right. Well, good luck for this year's Melbourne Cup, right?
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Happy Productive Thought Tuesday.
What about the dudettes out there?
Oh, dudettes. You know, it's 2019. Dudes is a universal term.
Don't discriminate.
I don't see gender, mate.
Of course you don't.
All right. Scientists have proven Tuesday is the most productive day of the week for all of us. So if you're struggling with your productivity, then listen up.
I'm not feeling very productive today, so I think your theory is a little bit flawed.
Yeah, that's because you haven't heard productive thoughts yet.
Okay, well, let's see how many of these I can apply to my life today, and I will hopefully retract my statement.
Okay. I feel like the first one you might not be able to apply to your life, so we're not going to get off to a good start, but let's give it a try. Some people will. If you,
Great start. Very productive
today. I get nervous. You're judging me so hard. If you own a fur jacket, also get yourself a cat. That way you never have to pay for dry cleaning.
Productive thought.
Hang on. So you're suggesting that we skin the cat and turn it into a jacket?
Whoa!
How dare you?
No, I'm saying cats are self-cleaning. They lick themselves and clean them. So you put your fur jacket on the ground next to them and they'll lick the fur jacket for you. Boom, you got a clean fur jacket.
Tell Peter that one. See how they think.
Who's Peter?
The pet people. The animal rights people.
Oh, I thought you meant Peter Griffin.
Have you got any fur jackets?
No.
Oh, you've got that one made of rabbit. I know you do.
I don't. I've got some faux furs.
You definitely have real rabbit jacket.
I buy my clothes from Cotton On, Josiah. I could not afford a fur jacket. Come off it. Okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Get rollerblades. Walking is so 2018.
Productive thought.
Yeah, but you look like an idiot.
Doesn't matter. I've said it many times during this segment. Looking good is not a part of being productive, my friend.
You know what I'm jealous, and I'll one up your rollerblades.
Okay.
Is you know when you see the kids with they're wearing the sneakers and they got the little wheels on the back?
Oh, same.
They came in. I always wanted them as a kid. They weren't a thing.
I know,
and
same.
And then when I grew up too long, every kid's running around with them. I'm like, why could I not have that? / can I steal?
You can steal. Hey, Josiah, you do you. Okay.
How much will
be
judged?
Think how quickly you'll get to and from work with those bad boys on your feet.
I agree.
You can go to Wyndham Street. You can get from like Priceline to Goslemay Palace in a hot second.
Oh, get a Turkish coffee from Mustafa. The best.
All right. Third productive thought. Don't pay for artwork. Just make your own and call it art. No one will know the difference.
Productive thought.
It's not bad. I've thought about this one myself. You see some artwork out there and you thought, I can definitely do that.
100%. Just get yourself a canvas, flick some paint on it, boom, abstract art.
Yeah, but how do you sell it? How do you just be like,
You don't need to sell it. You can just have it in your own house.
Yeah, but how do you establish yourself as an artist?
Like, you don't. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, but how do you get that reputation of having such terrible kids-looking art that people want to buy it because it's you?
I don't know. Ask an artist. Should we get them on? 13, 12, 16 if you're an artist. Nah, I'm sure you do a wonderful job. I'm not discrediting you. Profession. Anyway, moving right along.
Isn't Picasso came from Shepparton, apparently?
Didn't Picasso cut his ear off?
Yeah, exactly. He's from Shepparton.
Finally, don't waste time on Tinder or dating. Just go on Married at First Sight.
Productive thought.
Very productive. Or I've said this one before, Ellie. I might jump in here on your segment.
Yeah.
jump on Instagram. You don't need dating websites when you can slide into people's DMs. Use it, guys.
There you go. The dating expert has spoken.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I've been in this radio game for a long time. And never have I been as hurt as I was on Friday afternoon.
Oh, you're a real radio veteran, aren't you?
5 years in the game. 6 years, actually.
Close.
1 year in the Goulburn Valley doing this breakfast show, getting up at 4 a.m. every morning.
So you're almost close. You're catching up to Uncle Josiah, yeah. Who's 10 years this year in the game.
Yeah, I was busy getting an education first, so sorry. Busy.
This is my education. Yeah. It's educating others.
Then others are doomed. So Friday afternoon, you and I went to meet the Richmond players at the Maud Street Mall. And we got talking to people, mingling. That was, you know, a bit of fun to go get out and about and meet people.
Yeah, it was an awesome turnout as well. Well done to everyone, the council that put it on as well. There was hundreds and hundreds of people there.
Yeah. One person we met in particular was 11-year-old Ethan.
He's a legend. Little Ethan. Met him a couple of times, actually.
Morning to you, Ethan, if you're listening this morning.
Usually after 8 o'clock when they're on their way to school. But you know what? He might be up early tuning in because of obvious reasons, which you're about to say.
So Ethan and I were talking about how, you know, Dusty Martin was there and he wants to get a Dusty Martin hairstyle. And I said, why don't you get a man bun like Josiah? Because he was obviously quite taken with you. You guys were kicking the footy together. You were having a bit of fun.
He goes, just one with the people. That's what I do. Yeah. I get out there. I relate to people, you know.
Yeah. Well, Ethan was like, yeah, I'll get a man bun. I want to be more like Josiah. And I said, well, what about me? Don't you want to be more like me? And he goes, no, all you do is criticize Josiah.
Yes, Ethan. I've trained him very well.
I was like, whoa, hold up, buddy. I'm not criticizing. I'm just pulling into line. Because, you know, I can't have you just running your mouth off left, right and center. Sometimes I've got to bring you back down to earth.
Yeah, and you do a good job at it. But Thanks. Then when you said to Ethan, who's funnier between Josiah and Ellie, I think the answer somewhat took you by surprise.
He said you.
Yeah.
No one in my life has ever offended me so much.
Ellie genuinely almost started crying, didn't you? It was so good to see you brought back down to earth.
As if Josiah's funnier than me. And then I said to him, I said, what about me? Do I make you laugh ever? Do I make any good gags? He goes, oh, yeah, sometimes. What do you mean sometimes, Ethan?
And then when you said sometimes, he goes, actually, nah. This is what I love about kids.
Just brutally honest.
Just so honest.
I don't love it. Kids, can you lie to me next time, please? Maybe, I know we say, no, don't lie, but lie to me. Tell me you love me.
Maybe it's the kids that should be in charge of our ratings. The honesty
system. I get fired and you don't. We are a team, Josiah. No one should be picking favourites between. We are Josiah and Ellie.
That's true. We are one.
We are a package deal.
We are married.
But having said that, if you're a fan of mine and not his, let me know about it, please.
Oh, there's plenty of those. Don't worry.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Josiah, I feel like 7 minutes was all it took for the death of a Shepparton institution. Well, I mean, when I call it an institution, it's something that's only been around for 10 months, but it had cemented a place in my heart.
I thought you were going to say there's like the death of Sam, the Shepparton Art Museum, before it even started, the new one.
No, and it's not a missing cow as well. It's for once. The cows are all in place. Oh. They're all alive.
Have the Christmas cows even been returned yet?
I don't know. Call your mates at the council.
Yeah, should. We didn't follow that one up, did we?
No, we didn't. We found one cow in our time. That's all we needed.
Why is the sad music so short?
Oh, sorry. I'll do. What about this one?
Oh,
is that
wow.
Better?
It's a bit of. It's a bit intense. It feels like this is a scene out of the Umbrella Academy.
It kind of is. Like, can you stop getting past the point? There's been a death.
No, I'm just too nervous. I don't want to know. No, I'm too nervous.
I'm trying to make this sad and emotive and
everything.
I don't
want to hear it. It's a Tuesday. I'm happy. Don't bring me down.
Can I say it now? You done? Oliver's has closed Goulburn Valley.
How dare you?
I know. See, this is from Oliver, the musical. Oh, see what I did there?
I see what you did there.
Good. No more food, glorious food for us, Shepparton. No healthy green beans that are disguised as chips.
Ah, so I can't pay $10 for a sushi roll anymore?
Nah, you can't pay $10 for a sushi roll.
I can't.
You can't pay $10 for an all-day brekkie pocket.
Can't pay $15 for a wrap that's the size of my pinky finger. Damn. I wonder how they went out of business.
Well, 10 months was all it took for them to get it go out of business. I mean, it's hard. So this Oliver's, the one we're talking about, is located directly across the road from us here in Shep on Wyndham Street. It's only been around for 10 months. And I've got to say, there was never really anyone in there, was there?
Yeah, it's hard in a place like the country, or the regional markets or Shep, where Macca's, and you can see there's always a queue for Macca's, KFC yep. around the corner. There's queues and queues and queues. If you're comparing a $5 meal compared to a $15, $20 meal for something half the size from Oliver's, yes, it's healthy.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't compare. We're saving a dollar here, not health. I mean, it shouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
But the health they did was like wraps and stuff. Whereas if I'm talking healthy, I want a poke bowl or something like extremely healthy if I'm going to have health.
I feel like it would have worked if it was closer into town. You know, like if it was maybe somewhere with foot traffic, like on Friars Street, chuck it there maybe. But the drive-thru was never really a thing.
Nah, now we know our attention needs to turn into what goes there. And it's a very important thing for you and I, especially being so close to having something across the road to us.
Yes. If you're a potential business owner in the GV and you're interested in some land, we've got prime location for you. When we say prime location, we mean prime for you and me.
I tell you what's very popular, and people around here love a franchise. Mm. So for me, it needs to be like a Krispy Kreme.
Nah, I don't want a Krispy Kreme for breakfast, though.
I do. My goodness, they're amazing.
I want, like, maybe a cafe with some nice eggs that I can go get after the show. I'm being completely selfish with what I want to go in that location.
They need, like, a 7-Eleven or something put in there. That would be good as well.
Okay.
It's got a bit of everything.
Go get some crackers or something for breakfast?
Yeah.
All right.
Have you ever had a Carl's Jr. burger?
No.
They're franchising in Australia. They're from America at the moment. They're spreading all across Vic.
Oh, we've already got Macca's across the road, though. I don't want more burgers.
Oh, you can never have enough burgers. My goodness. I say that with so much hunger in my stomach right now. Wow.
Well, RIP, Oliver's.
They did it really quickly. So Friday night, they were there and serving. Saturday morning, you wake up and bang, in the middle of the night, they just went to town.
No warning whatsoever. I was in there last week munching on a brekkie pocket.
That screams pay your rent, guys, doesn't it? Running away from your bills.
Or hey, the one in Wallen's still operational. So if you want your green beans disguised as chips, then head down there. That's fine.
On your way to the airport, it's rude not to stop in.
Are we ready?
The catch up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
All right, so we are officially in autumn, right? Summer ended last week, and we've basically been in an oven ever since summer ended. It has been super hot around here, 38 degrees every day.
Yeah, yesterday was boiling.
Yeah, those awful fires raging out of control down the southeast of the state, in the Gippsland kind of area. Today, the latest is that they're at watch and act level.
Yeah, all of the ones in the Gippsland area have been downgraded, which is great news. There's no emergency threats at this stage. Although we did have a watch and act last night in Avenel, in between Tarcombe. That was at one stage, they were a bit worried about it. Has been downgraded, thank goodness, though. But there is still a fire burning, but it's under control.
Well, I'm guessing that it's not going to be burning for too much longer, because I've read an article this morning about the Bureau of Meteorology, my favourite dudes, saying that this week some parts of Victoria are predicted to snow.
This is unbelievable.
What do you mean, Bob?
So yesterday I had to come in and record a watch and act just to give everyone a heads up on the bushfires in Avenel, which is part of our jobs we're required to. And they thought it could have turned into emergency, so always going to be on standby.
Mm-hmm.
So that was for a bushfire.
Yeah.
We then get an alert half an hour later that there was going to be rain, which hasn't come through till this morning. It's been raining for the last hour.
Yeah.
Possible flooding. And now they're saying, what, tomorrow there's going to be snow in parts of Victoria?
Yeah. Buller's getting to -3. And 2 days ago, it's like 30 degrees.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Climate change. It's a thing. Anyone who says it's not a thing, it's a thing. This is very concerning times we're living in. And in Shep, what's it getting to overnight in Shep? 8 degrees?
8 degrees here, yeah.
Come on, weather!
Well, if it was climate change, right, just playing the devil's advocate.
Okay, yep.
Wouldn't it be getting colder and colder, which is proven tomorrow, correct? But then you're also getting extreme heat. So we've had extreme winters, but for me, we just keep having opposite of what we should be having. So it's almost like a dynamite effect.
Yeah, the extreme. Yeah, it should. Climate change is when the earth warms, right? So it should be getting warmer, the weather.
Tomorrow
we're
having snow in March.
What is going on? So get your ski jackets out, everybody. We're going to be freezing tomorrow, but today, go out and sweat it out.
How good. Just sunbake today, ski tomorrow. Yes, please.
The beauty of Victoria. Hello, good morning,
how you doing? Waking up. Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On Golden Valley's Hit 96.9.